it might be raining outside, it's still all right. But us just being us, we have to have something to complain about. Just because. Why you? I don't know. Just because. That's all right. Glad you stopped by, and I was real glad to see my brothers come in here. Brother Lee and Brother Reed come in and with us today, and all the rest of you too. I'm happy, glad about that. I'm standing where I'm standing because there is a God. And I know that there is a God. For the last time we spoke to you, we spoke on one of the ships of life. Today, we went back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. For a subject, what God can do with nothing. What God can do with nothing. If we were all to evaluate ourselves, check our own credentials, and sum up our value and our true worth, and then from them subtract God from the equation. Truth of the matter is, we would come up with nothing. As much as you think you're worth, as good as you think you look, as handsome as you think you are, without God, you're nothing. Without God, you're nothing. We would be left with something that's void, empty, formless, and without life. But yet, we are all guilty at some time or another of thinking we are more than what we are. We climb gracefully up to the top of our high horse, and we have the audacity to think of ourselves as self-made, self-educated, self-sufficient, and self-reliant. I pull myself up by my own bootstraps. I am somebody. But then I turn right around and say, God didn't make any junk. But I just quit talking about what all I have done for myself. When the reality of the situation, we are made in His image, made at His discretion, consecrated for His purpose. And if by chance you're saved, you're saved by His grace. There's not a one of us that can or able to save ourselves. If you could save yourself, you'd have something to brag about. If you really want to break it down, there's a songwriter that wrote a song. And he said, I'm just a one-liner, I can't sing it. It says, I couldn't even walk without your hole in my hand. But yet I talk about how great I am, what God can do with nothing. All of you that keep up with my points today, I don't have any. You'll have to make your own. Every now and then you need to do something for yourself, even though God created you. If you got any points today, you'll get your own. in this episode of the Bible, in these first two verses of the Bible, and I did not go into the creation, but I just wanted to stay there and try to get you to see what God can do with nothing. I'm certain that most of us are vaguely familiar with the story. In this episode of Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, God, being God, took absolutely nothingness and created a masterpiece from it. He took chaos and brought order. He took darkness and blessed it, and there was light. He cradled the earth in its voidness and filled it with new life. And please, ma'am, and please, sir, don't miss this. And then he took dirt and the clay of the earth, and with his own hands he formed man out of nothing. Out of nothing, God made a masterpiece. And if you haven't seen a masterpiece today, folks, close your eyes right here. You're looking at a masterpiece of God right here. Yeah, back at you, arrogant. I sure am, but I know what God made. God took nothing, dirt, and he made man. Ain't God all right? But then I couldn't stop there. I had to get a little farther and said, he did not just form man in any old kind of way. He created him in his own image. Help me, Holy Ghost. But then, after he created man, I can just see him. He got down on his knees and he bent over and he kissed him and breathed into him the breath of life. We're talking about a God that out of nothing, he made a masterpiece. God created a masterpiece out of nothing, and he breathed into this nothingness the breath of life. God took it and he breathed into it the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Without God, man would still be nothing. And without God today, you're nothing. Stop by to tell you that you need God in your life. The Bible begins not with just a recount of the creation of the world, but with a picture of the very nature of God. The Bible starts out by showing us that he is a creator God, and that nothing, no mountain, no valley, no living thing can come into his presence without being transformed and recreated. If you want to get in the presence of God, you got to be changed. And we talk about especially around New Year's, turning over a new leaf, starting all over again. I stop by to tell you, you got to do more than turn over a new leaf. You got to change. You got to turn around because in your own strength, you're on your way to hell. But when you allow God to come into your life, you need to turn around. Is that me? I just need to stay right here and I'll just take it off. But God, when we were on our way to hell, something happened and we turned around. You got to turn around and go back to where you used to be. I'm glad you asked. You said, but by God, I've never been saved. Yeah, but you were. I'm glad you asked. And I can tell you how, when, and where. When God created man, right back at Sunday school again this morning, You got to when he created it. It was perfect. And everything was in order. But because God gave us a choice. Somebody said it this morning in Sunday school. Sin looks awful attractive. Sin has a drawing point to it. And I can tell you why I draw. Why it draws us. Because it is the opposite of the way God wants us to be. It's like a magnet. You can put two magnets side by side and they won't affect one another. But put a nail there. Because they're different. And sin will attract a believer. But you have to be sanctified. I know that may bother you, but you got to be sanctified. And all sanctified is set apart for the service of God. When you're set apart for God, God got something for you. But you have to allow him to use your nothingness to make you something. If you allow him to, he will. And you have to let him. He is a God that specializes in creating great outcomes from nothing beginnings. All you got to do, and don't tell nobody, and don't look at them because they'll think you thinking about them, but just think about yourself. Think about how far God have brought you, what God have done for you. We just need to let the world know what he's done for us. He specializes in from the beginning. He is a God that fills every one of us. If we allow him to, he will fill us with what he needs for us to do. You might not understand or might think it's not something that you ought to do. But if you trust in God and lean not to your own understanding and allow him to lead you, what he put in you will be where he needs for you to go. He is a God that can see beyond what is to what can be. He is a God that can see you better than what you see yourself. We cannot imagine what God have for us. If somebody would have told me 35 or 40 years ago that God was as good as he is, I would have called him crazy. Because we think that God is only there for the material side of it. Can I tell you, you won't take any of this stuff you got with you when you leave here. Your American Express, your three-piece suit, even your Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Brother Joe, it can even be a King James and you won't take it with you. Unless you got it on the inside of you and you're working for God. But he created all of this. And he fills us with what he needs for us to be filled with to do what he have for us to do. He sees us even when we were in the womb. He knew us. Even when we were lost in sin, he loved us. Even when we thought we were all of that and a bag of chips doing just whatever we wanted to do, he yet loved us and kept us out of all of our mess. The mess that we got in, if God hadn't had his hand on us, it would have been a whole lot worse. I'm talking about a God that can take nothing and what he can do with nothing. God is an awesome God, and I'm glad he's still in the healing and the satisfying business. Our steps were ordered even before we acknowledged his presence. He sees something in us even when we were dwelling in all of our nothingness. When we were out there in sin doing just whatever we wanted to, God made death and everything else stay away from us because he said, I got something that he or she needs to do. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. I heard an old preacher say one time, said, somebody asked him, said, preacher, said, why did God's Spirit move upon the face of the water? He said, because there was not a man for it to move on. So God's spirit had to move because it was on the inside of him. And when it moved on the face of the water, it began to do what God would have it to do. God is an awesome God, and his spirit, he does not want to keep it to himself. He want to give it away because he's just that. Somewhere, one of those long Greek words mean that he's all sufficient, that everything that God need, he got it right on the inside of him. He doesn't need you or me, but he got whatever he need. He uses us to do what he needs for us to do. What God gave us is an incredible gift, to know that when we need God the most, God is right there waiting on you with open arms, saying, just call me, child. I'm waiting on you. I got something for you, but you got to call me. You got to call me. You can have whatever you have for your children. Last Sunday was Father's Day. I don't believe any father would call his child and say, I want you to get me this or that for Father's Day. The child just went ahead and got it and gave it to him. Well, if we being sinful can do things like that, what about a God that's perfect and cannot make mistakes? He got just whatever you need, but you got to ask him for it, and you got to be living the way that he would have for you to live. This world in the beginning was empty and void and didn't have any form, but God being God, I got to get down there a little bit, y'all, so you'll know, understand, I know what I'm talking about. He spoke, and when he spoke, everything that he spoke, everything that he said was produced in his word. God's word is a powerful word, and this is a message for somebody. Watch out what you say to other people, especially if they're young people. Watch out what you say negative to them about themselves. Speak favor into their life, because that's all God got for you is favor, but he'll speak it into your life. God, I need you right now. He said, I was just waiting on you to call me. When you call him, you won't get an answering machine, and you won't have to leave a message. Abraham won't answer. Isaac won't answer. Only God answers his phone when you call him. And I'll tell you this, just in case you won't get an overcharge, you won't have a roaming fee. It's all been already paid. Your bill is prepaid. Jesus Christ prepaid the bill when he went to Calvary. But we're talking about what God can do with nothing. 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 God can use nothing and make something out of it. Well, when we get to this point in our life, when it seems as if everywhere we look, there's nothing but darkness, right on the edge of the darkness, we'll find God. You got a coin. Y'all broke. All I need is just one. All I need is one. Listen. When you get to the edge of the darkness and you out there by yourself and nothing or nobody seem to be able to help you, when you call God, he just flips you. And you're right back in the center of his hand. Most time, if you take a quarter and put it out on the tip of your hand and flip it, it'll come right back in the center. God will do that to you. If you let it stay out there, it'll stay out there. But you got to flip it. What you mean, back? You got to move, and you got to call God. You got to let him know that you're in need, and because you are his child, he will come and see about you. It seemed like the world is about to overtake me, but when I call on it, he flips me and I'm right back in the center of his will. And being in the center of God's will, he's all right. When you get to the edge and seem like everybody done left you, just call him. Just call him. He'll answer and he'll be right there. He's always there, just waiting and watching and waiting on his child to call you. No parent will hear their child in distress and not answer. They gonna answer. And it's one thing I've found out, and brothers, don't y'all get mad with me, but mamas and mothers her child can be out there playing with a bunch of other children and hear them hollering, and they won't do nothing. They'll just stay there and let them holler. Because it's not a holler of distress. Uh-huh. You let distress get in that voice. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nobody else might not move, but mama gonna move. Because she hears something in that voice of her child. And if mama would do that, what do you think Lord God Almighty gonna do? When I dial up heaven and call him and I'm his child, he's gonna come and see about me. Well, God's gonna do that. Well, I know all of y'all are probably saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost from the cradle until today. So what I'm saying won't necessarily apply to you. But for the three or four of us that's in here today that know that we were lost and in the middle of our mess before we invited God into our life. We know that before God stepped in, there was nothing but chaos and darkness. Whoa, but when I called him and he came in, he brought peace beyond all understanding. And God can do that. Most of us know that before God stepped in our lives were so black with sin, despair, and confusion that we could not see a way out. And therefore, we know that he is truly a light unto our path. That before God came into my life, I thought I was all right. I felt as if I was all right, because I had never known anything but where I was. But when I opened up my heart and invited him in, oh, grandmama and papa and the old deacons had told me about him. They had told me how good he was. But then when I received him for myself, I found out that it was all right. Don't leave me now. I'm fixing to change here. There used to be a song out there in the world when I was out there in the world. It said, mama may have and papa may have, but God bless the child that got his own. You got to get your own soul saved. And when you invite Christ into your life, oh, what a difference. What a difference a day make. Because when Christ come in, he'll change. You can't meet Jesus and stay the same. When you meet Jesus, there will be a change in your life. And some of us, when we first met him, we didn't want everybody to know that we had met him. We tried to change and keep it in the closet. But I stop by to tell you, he's not a God that you can hide. He'll be number one or he'll be nothing. If you allow him, he'll come in and he'll fix you. I'm just about getting ready to get out your way, but let me press my case here to show you how he'll take nothing and make something out of it. I know most of you are Bible scholars, but you remember in the Bible when he started talking about Abraham? Abraham was nothing. But God took Abraham and said, Abraham, I want you to leave from where you are and go to a place where I show and go. And he carried his daddy with him and he stopped in a ram. And then when his daddy died, he went on a little bit farther. Still nothing. A worshiper of false gods. God took Abraham and made him father of the nation of Israel. Nothing. Abraham is one of the most talked about men of the Bible, with the exception of Jesus Christ. Abraham was called a friend of God, but he was nothing. He was a false god. He worshiped a false god. But God took him when God came into his life. Oh, what a difference he'll make. And if God did that for Abraham, what will he do for you? That's the one thing that have not changed. That's the one thing, preachers, that make it hard for us to preach this gospel of Jesus Christ. Because the world is used to everything that changes so much. But God's word will never change. It's always the same. It's been God's word, and it will be God's word. Call him. He's the same today as he was yesterday. He'll be tomorrow, but you got to call him. He's an unchangeable God. The same God that took nothingness and voidness of the earth and made it into something. He's that same God today. Then let me press another one at you. I know most of you know Paul the apostle, a persecutor of the church. Somebody said, some theologians and studies said that he never did know Jesus, but he was in Jerusalem a lot studying under Gamaliel, and there was an old deacon there. That's why sometimes I think some deacons don't want to get out there and preach his word, because they remember what happened to Stephen. Yeah, that's why they try to hide. Don't want to get up there and teach. But one of the qualifications say you are apt to teach. You got to get out there and do what God would have you to do. Paul persecuted the church. Persecuted the church of Jesus. He believed in God, but he did not want to believe in Jesus Christ. Somewhere I read, I think it's by F.B. Meyers in a book on the life of Paul, says Paul's one desire was to live 24 hours and not break one of the Ten Commandments. And he said he never did do it. He always felt as if he was inadequate trying to keep the law. Oh, but then he started persecuting the church. And I wonder, I said one time, if Paul was alive today, would he come by my house? Would he come by my house? Would I be such a threat to what he believed that because I believed in Jesus Christ, he'd come by my house to drag me out because I believed in Jesus Christ? Paul was on the road to Damascus to persecute Christians. On the road to Damascus, he met Jesus. And you can't meet Jesus and stay the same. Paul was a nothing, but he met Jesus on the road to persecute the church, and Jesus changed Paul. It's very hard now, if you read the New Testament, to read something that Paul is given credit for writing. That's a nothingness that God took and made something out of it. God can take you as nothingness as you are and make you something. I'm looking at a whole lot of nothingness in here now that God have taken you and made something out of you. But let me tell you why he made something out of you. The reason, if God haven't made something out of you, you have a something that you will not give to God. You have something in your life that you value more than serving God. And I won't talk about none of y'all because I don't know about none of y'all, but I know about me. I had a something in my life. My something in my life was to be the greatest coach that had ever coached. My objective then was to win the district, the regional, the sectional, and the state championship. I wanted those four trophies, and I wanted them all in one year. I tried. Never could get past the regional. Won 20-something games almost every year for 9 years, but I never could get past a regional. I quit. I gave it up. Seemed like to me, soon as I gave it up, the team went to the next level. One of the young men that played on those teams was sitting right there. They went to the next level. But see, that was my something in my way. Because every this time on a Sunday, I'd be in church if it was in the winter. I'd be looking at my watch saying, I sure hope Reverend Randall or Reverend Wingate, whoever just heard him, get through so I can go to the gym. That was my something. It was in the way. It was stopping me from serving God. Every one of us, before we came to God, had a something in our life that kept us from serving God. You have to move it out of the way. And now, that made no difference. Somebody asked me the other day if I was watching the NBA Finals. I said, no. I got another NBA Finals. Every day of my life, there's an NBA Final or NFL Final. And it's right here. Whatever the something is that's in your way that's stopping you from serving God, you need to get it out of the way. Because you need to find out that God can do something with nothing. In the beginning, there was nothing. God spoke, and everything came into existence. By the word of God, He spoken into existence. There are numerous of times, I studied this week, but I can't remember tell you how many. Numerous of times, it said, God said. God said. God said. When God said it, it came out of nothing. Nothing. Nothing in existence but God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He spoke it all. The Word of God. God can take nothing and make something out of it. He can do that. And you don't have to look too far to find out that He can. All you need to do is have a mirror in front of you. Look in that mirror and you will see that God can take nothing and make something out of it. He can do that. But you have to allow Him to do it. If you do not allow Him to make you something, you will always be nothing. And don't allow anybody else to tell you that you're nothing. Because God didn't make nothing. He created something out of nothing. And let me get out your way. Let me tell you this story and then I'll get out your way. Man has become so intellectual and so intelligent. He can do anything. They are cloning animals. Probably thinking about cloning human beings. But that was in this story. There was this real intelligent man. And he got in a conversation with God. God allowed him into His presence. And y'all did hear me say this was a story and illustration. Okay. He was there and he challenged God that He can make a man. God said, you can't do it. He said, yes, I can. He said, okay. He said, make a man. He reached down, picked up a handful of dirt. God looked at him and told him, said, put that down. That's mine. Said, make your own dirt. And after you make your own dirt, make your own man. The man could not do it because he could not make nothing, make something out of nothing. That's the difference. As sinful as you are, or as sinful as you are, God can take that and make you clean. All you have to do is allow the Spirit of God to come into your life. Will you stand? And if you are not familiar with God, if you don't know Him in the pardon of your sin, this is your time. This is when you come to Christ and come just as you are. Don't try to change. Come with all of your nothingness and all of your somethings that you have. Come to God and He'll take them. You cannot clean yourself up.
But this God that I serve, that we serve, can clean you up and make you fit for his kingdom. But you have to come. You have to come. If you don't come, he cannot do it. You have to make a choice to serve this God.
Hello.
Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Come to Christ just as you are. He will take you. Will you come? God bless you.